You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Even though the LA Angels not part of the 2017 postseason party, there was no shortage of exciting moments for the Halos during the regular season. Joining us to break it all down, Angels beat reporter Maria Guardado for MLB.com. And Maria, we thank you as always for the time. And Maria, the podcast today is based on the top 10 moments that you and your colleagues submitted through MLB.com and also on YouTube as far as the top 10 moments for each team during the regular season. And the Angels had plenty of memorable moments, a lot involving Mike Trout, no surprise. We saw a big ninth inning comeback early in the season as the Angels stunned the Mariners. A very emotional home run by Eric Young Jr. to honor his late baby son. We saw a couple of guys make comebacks from injury in the starting rotation, Andrew Heaney and Garrett Richards as well. We saw a couple of big trades to bring in Justin Upton late in the season to kind of accelerate that playoff push, which fell a little bit short, obviously, but the Angels right in it until the very end. So, Maria, when you kind of go down this entire list of the top 10, you know, games and moments of the season, what kind of stands out to you and why?
Sure. So I'm actually going to go with one that you didn't you haven't mentioned yet, and that was actually Albert Pujols' 600th career home run. You know, I thought that was a really obviously a historic milestone for him to reach, and he did so in unprecedented fashion. You know, hitting a grand slam off Irvin Santana to become the first person to join that club with a grand slam. So, you know, Albert Pujols kind of struggled this year. His production kind of dipped across the board from, you know, his usual standards. But, you know, I feel like those, when he reached those kind of milestones, it just kind of reminded everyone of, you know, just the incredible career that he's enjoyed to this point. And, you know, he also had another home run where he became the all-time home run leader among foreign-born players, which is another big milestone for him. So I think it was just kind of cool to see that happen and you know, see him rejoin that exclusive club, you know, especially when he kind of struggled through a lot of the season. It was kind of nice to have him have nice moments like that.
Yeah, to become one of only, I think it's less than 10 players in history who have reached 600 home runs for their career. And Albert Pujols part of that exclusive club now. And Maria, I feel like that for as long as Albert's been around, the average fan doesn't know a whole lot about him, about his personality, what makes him tick. He's not that he's been closed off with the media, but he's not been that open to the point where fans really feel like they know the guy. So in your dealings with him and in talking with him after reaching that milestone, what was his reaction to it? And you know, how does he feel about his place in baseball history, you know, after reaching that milestone?
You know, it's kind of funny because, you know, Albert always, you know, says that he's not chasing numbers or anything, but I think he's very much aware of where he stands among, you know, the all-time, you know, sluggers in the history of this game. And, you know, he's a very proud guy. He really understands what he's done in this game. And I think he still has his eyes set on, you know, continuing to climb up that home run board. But, you know, at the same time, he is, you know, quite humble and tries not to, you know, put too much attention on his own, you know, personal accolades. You know, he kind of prefers to put the emphasis on team goals. But, you know, it's very obvious that he's a very respected voice in that clubhouse. And, you know, his teammates kind of, you know, always joke that whenever he does anything, they always look up at the scoreboard to see what, you know, who he's passed on some list. And, you know, more often than not, it is, you know, he is kind of continued to surpass someone on, you know, whether it's RBIs or doubles or, you know, home runs. So, yeah, I mean, I think it was a really nice moment for him and for a lot of his teammates to kind of see him reach that milestone this year.
Yeah, I agree. And I think what's kind of interesting, too, is that in the eyes of the average fan, when you look at the LA Angels, they say, you know, automatically it's Mike Trout's team. But does Mike Trout feel that way? Because I know that he has a tremendous amount of respect for Albert Pujols. They've been together now for a number of years. So in your dealings with each of them, do you feel that Mike Trout looks at this team as Pujols' team because of his stature in the game?
You know, I think that, you know, Mike Trout obviously has a ton of respect for Albert Pujols. But, you know, I think that when you kind of, you know, the Angels kind of are Mike Trout's team, you know. You know, those two guys are probably going to both end up in the Hall of Fame one day. But, it's kind of interesting because Mike Trout is clearly in his prime right now, you know, probably the best player in baseball. And, you know, Albert Pujols, you know, he's going to go down as one of the best sluggers to ever play this game. But, you know, it's pretty clear that he's kind of started his decline. So, you know, despite everything that Albert Pujols has done, you know, in the past in St. Louis, I think that, you know, since he got to the Angels, he's kind of, you know, played second fiddle to Mike Trout, and I don't really think that's going to change. But I think, you know, I do think that Albert Pujols plays an important role on this team in terms of being that veteran voice who everyone kind of respects and looks to. And, you know, he's, you know, despite the fact that he struggled in a lot of offensive categories, he did end up being the club's best run producer, and that's obviously big considering, you know, how much Mike Trout gets on base. So, you know, he is a big piece of this team, but, you know, I think the Angels still are Mike Trout's team at the end of the day.
Yeah, and going back to Pujols, if I'm not mistaken, I think he became the first player ever with 14 100 RBI seasons in his career. He broke a tie with A-Rod. They both had 13. Pujols reaches the century mark yet again. So that is just one more accolade for him on his inevitable path to Cooperstown one day. No question there. And, you know, Maria, to expand the conversation about Trout a little bit, I don't know if he did one thing in particular this year that was a jaw dropper, you know, like one huge individual game or one moment that really, you know, got headlines, but it seems like he is so mind-numbingly consistent in his everyday excellence, and he is, you know, by many metrics, the best player in baseball. The only reason why he won't win the MVP this year is because of the time that he missed with that ligament injury. I believe it was around 50 games, but do you kind of agree with that assessment that, you know, just day in and day out, the guy is so consistently good that you almost take it for granted?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I feel like he's kind of the type of player that you have to watch every day to really appreciate. You know, I was just kind of always surprised that it seems like every time I looked up, Mike Trout was on base, which is, you know, pretty impressive. I think of the 112 games that he played, I believe he reached base safely in 104 of them.
Amazing.
So, you know, that's kind of a crazy rate. But, you know, it's kind of a shame that he ended up having to miss, you know, the 6 weeks with that thumb injury, because he was really on pace to have, you know, arguably his best season to date. And, you know, he still did end up setting career highs in on-base percentage and slugging percentage, led the majors in OPS. So, and I still expect him to finish probably in the top five in MVP voting. But, you know, I think that he probably could have won his third one if he wasn't injured. But he was definitely, you know, one of the offensive leader of his team, really the face of this franchise. And, you know, it's really impressive to kind of just see him continue to deliver on a daily basis for this team.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like we said, it's just the consistency that he displays game in and game out. It just blows you away. And with all due respect to Jose Altuve and Aaron Judge, who in my mind are going to be the two front runners for the AL MVP award, if Mike Trout's healthy all year, it's no contest, because the guy, like you said, had the highest OPS in the game. With the game's play that he missed, he would have had the highest wins above replacement too. So I think a third MVP for him would have been a no-brainer. Unfortunately, doesn't look like that's going to happen because of the health issues in 2017, but he is still, by many regards, the consensus best player in baseball. Maria, when you go back to your top 10 list of the best moments for the Angels this past season, is there anything that just kind of came out of nowhere and knocked you out of your seats and just kind of shocked you? Is there anything of that nature for you?
Yeah, so I think that I wasn't actually there for this game, but I feel like one of the Angels' most impressive wins was when they rallied for seven runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Mariners. I believe it was the first or second week of the season. You know, that's just like a very incredible comeback. You don't really expect a team to erase a six-run deficit and then go on to win in the ninth. You know, there's obviously a lot of really big key hits in that game, and I believe that Cliff Pennington ended up, you know, delivering that walk-off to beat the Mariners. And I think it really set a tone of resilience for this club. They ended up, you know, I think finishing tied for the Major League lead with 47 comeback wins. So, you know, I feel like it was just kind of a sneak peek toward the end of the season, where they, you know, kind of came out of nowhere to, you know, continue to be resilient and stay in the game no matter what. You know, I think that you saw that with the fact that they were able to stay in the wild card race for as long as they did, despite the fact that they dealt with so many injuries and, you know, underperformance from some people. So I thought that was just a really, you know, incredible game and an incredible comeback that they managed to pull off.
Yeah, no question. And especially this day and age with the way that teams construct their bullpens, you've got guys that throw 100 without breaking a sweat. And to come back, I believe it had to have been against Edwin Diaz, the flame-throwing closer for the Mariners, Diaz and company, that they got that comeback against. And that was a great win, maybe the best win for the Angels in 2017. As you said, the playoff push fell a little bit short. But if they get full health from their rotation in 2018 and Mike Trout continues to do Mike Trout things, then no reason to think that the Angels could not break through and be part of the postseason 1 year from now. Maria, that's going to put a bow tie on this one. Our thanks to Maria Guardado for her time today. And Maria, we will do it again soon for sure. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras LA Angels.